We'll update markets and the winner and also put up some brand new ones. And obviously we've still got a couple of matches left in the A-League and also the EPL. There's a couple overnight. Unbelievably, Leicester City, the Cinderella story continues. And so we'll see what happens there with Leicester City outstanding against Manchester City in the early hours of the morning. And once again, about this time tomorrow, we'll be just eager for kickoff for Super Bowl 50. And whilst we've had David Purden, we've also had Laurie Horish on at different stages during the year from Fox Sports, and he'll be on tomorrow morning, just eager to get off for kickoff. Jamie Rogers will be with Sean Cosgrove as well, so that'll be a treat as well with Laurie and Jamie on tomorrow's Tab Talk.
Okay, so we've got half time in the Auckland Lions, Canterbury 10, Manly 4. I'll talk to you soon, Trent. Enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you, Simon.
It's 10:30. In just a moment, Greg Hayes from Harness Racing New South Wales to review a big night of harness racing, both in New South Wales and Victoria.
Bingley is celebrating Chinese New Year with fantastic bargains across selected products store-wide. Just look for the red price tickets and grab a deal. Only for a limited time and only at Bingley.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our UBeaute online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help. No problems.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And at 28 minutes to 11, Greg Hayes joins me. Greg Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So we had a big night both at Menangle and, of course, at Melton. We'll reflect on what happened to Victoria a little later. But first of all, starting off with our local meeting and another big night for Mark Purden and Nat Rasmussen. And she's taken out the treble, including the pink diamond with Our Dream About Me. And we'll get a replay of that race to air before we bring in our first guest, Natalie Rasmussen.
In that pattern, they run past the halfway mark at the 800 metres, and the leader is still Zabibo, 30.8 for that second quarter, 59 the half. Our Dream About Me is sitting second, parked only three parts away. Abidor Rose is under lock and key at the moment, and they were followed further back then by Julia Mack. On the inside, three markers as always, Annie, followed then by Gina Grace. And then on the outside has got to go Jazzy Jet, covering up Rock Hand, and well back now is Missy Deo, and with it is Cherry Mahoney. Sparks about to fly on the home turn, where Zabibo was the leader, only ahead to the good about Dream About Me coming out after it. And then Abidor Rose followed by Julia Mack and Gina Grace, 28.7. Third quarter, and Our Dream About Me is about to go up on the outside to Zabibo, and they have a little battle early doors. But now Our Dream About Me extends. Our Dream About Me gets a length in front of Zabibo. Now two, it's the perfect 10 coming up for Our Dream About Me. Zabibo's raising another effort, but Our Dream About Me, 10 out of 10, goes home to score and beat Zabibo. Third home at the...
Okay, Fred Hastings here with the Travelling Wilburys in the background, Hazy. I don't know where that music came from, but nonetheless, Our Dream About Me taking out last night's Pink Diamond, and Natalie Rasmussen joins us online now. Nat, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Really, really well, Nat. You must have been very happy with the performance of Our Dream About Me last night.
Oh, most definitely. Look, she still needed a run. She's quite big in condition, but she needed a good solid hit out, so it was probably just perfect for the stage she was at.
What about in the final 80 or 90 metres of the race? Was she getting in on one rein, or is that just how she goes?
Oh, I think she's a bit of a crafty old thing, and she sort of, once she got past them and she was doing it so easily, I hadn't pulled her earplugs or anything, she just tended to just lay in and run around a bit and just be a bit of a smarty. She can tend to do that.
Is she the sort of filly that has another couple of years if there is something in Australia that can race her?
Yes.
So, in terms of top filly you've driven, is she the best?
I would say she is, yeah. I'd like to think Golden Goddess, who won the Sire Stakes final and over in New Zealand. But she's a lovely filly as well. But I just think this filly may have a touch more class at this stage.
Okay, so forward obviously to the Oaks heat now, and she's going to be very hard to beat in that series.
Well, I think she will be. I mean, they can all get beaten, but I think this filly, she's just so strong and she's so quick. Like, it doesn't matter what you need to do with her. She has got gate speed and she is unbelievably strong and she's lightning fast. So she's probably one of them fillies, whatever she draws or however the race presents, you can drive her accordingly because, you know, and you've got full confidence in driving her that way because you know how good she is.
And therefore, from what you're saying, if you do happen to draw badly in the final, there's no problem with them going and sitting up outside the leader because she is so strong.
Oh, that's right. Well, when she won the duels as a two-year-old, I think she went 53 and she was three deep for the first 1,200 around to Sit Park. So, yeah, no, she's tough as anything. And as we saw in her first start here, you know, just unbelievably quick.
10 from 10 for our Dream About Me. But, well, he went to a new level last night, our Waikiki Beachy. He got absolutely no peace in front. Let's pick up the concluding stages of this replay.
The second quarter was 27.8, if you don't mind. 54.3 for the half. And going to the lead now is Eric Clapton. Natalie Rasmussen decided to let Eric Clapton go and will take the sit in third spot. Sporty Spook, Shadow Rain, Happy Ever Laughter. And then Aztec, Bromax, Saroy, Lexus on the Beach and two to Silverback to the home turn. 4.50 left to go. Eric Clapton. Gage is just about reading empty, so our Waikiki Beach comes around it to give chase. Third split was 28.4, and then Sporty Spook and Shadow Rain as they flatten for the run-in. Eric Clapton about to be joined by our Waikiki Beach, who's gunning for 14 straight. Sporty Spook runs home from Shadow Rain, but our Waikiki Beach hits the lead. Natalie has a look across, sees that she's got 2 lengths advantage at the moment over Sporty Spook, running home down the outside as Shadow Rain from well back, but it's our Waikiki Beach. That's 14 from 14, and it wins by 2.5, dead eight, second and third. Shadow Rain on the outside and Sporty...
Well, Matt, after 600 metres of that race, I thought if he's ever going to get beaten this season, last night was it, because a three-year-old taking on older horses and he was getting absolutely no peace in front.
Yeah, that's right, Greg. I probably would have handed over a lot earlier. I was happy to hand over on that first bend, but he started to hit my wheel and got a bit fired up with that, so I probably had to let him go a little bit, then ask him to come back once we got to the back straight. He's probably never been in that position either where he's had one right up outside him. Even though he's won, you know, all of his starts, he's still a little bit green and needs that experience. So it was a good race for him, and he wanted a good solid hit out. He still went to the line with his earplugs still in and come home and licked his bin clean and also licked his breakfast clean. So the run hasn't really knocked him at all, which is great.
150.7, and by the sounds of it, he had another couple of gears up his sleeve as well.
Oh, he did. He's just an unbelievable classy horse. I think whatever you throw at him, he just copes with. He's just the most laid-back, beautiful-natured horse. He just gets over the ground. He goes about his business. Just an unbelievable horse. I think he's really one of the best young horses I've ever really seen.
There is some talk that the Sun Beach somewhere can be a little bit hot, and he sounds like the total opposite. He sounds like a really relaxed customer who just takes racing in his stride.
Well, he is a very laid-back guy, yeah. He's in his track work. You've always got to have a whip with him just to keep his mind on the job, or he's just a real lazy, laid-back guy, always in his box wanting to play with something. He's got a cone he plays with all day. Just a real lovely playful. He's like a big baby, really. But just last night, the one thing he did fire up a little bit was when he was hitting the wheel, which most of them do if they do it. So that's just something we'll just make sure the gig's a bit longer in future.
And what's the he'll obviously go to the Derby heat next week and then compete in the Derby. What's the plans after that?
Oh, Greg, the million-dollar question. Yeah, we've just got to wait and see now. We've got Smolder, Lazarus, Nitzbetter to win arriving up tomorrow, and then they'll fly direct to Auckland from here. So Lazarus will go and contest that Derby. And we've just really got to, Mark and I try to just get through each carnival and then work out the next leg. So we really haven't got any set plans now. This was just a starting point for him because he'll go right through to Breeders' Crown. So we just got to look after him, space his runs and just place him where we think he's best placed, as how well he is at the time.
As he keeps this undefeated record intact, do you guys start to look at that record and the fact that he could go down as the horse in Australasian history with the record of the most number of wins, consecutive wins?
Oh, not really, Greg. No, I think we just, when you're training horses like this, you're just happy to get each run out the way, and long as they come through sound and well and healthy. Yeah, we don't really go placing too much emphasis on times or records. We just sort of go about getting our job done.
What about Smolder last night? You obviously would have watched him on the TV. He was super tough when he needed to be.
Oh, he was tough. I was a little bit worried when Market had two cracks for the front, and I thought, oh, it's a long way. But we know Smo's really tough, and he went over with the line with his ears flicking back and forth. He sort of plays a little bit, you know. He doesn't really race away from them. But no, he's a great, tough old campaigner. It was just so nice to see him win one of the big ones. He's sort of been a bridesmaid a few times, so I thought he made his own luck, and he held on. So that was great.
There was some talk last night and you just said that he's coming to Sydney. Has the decision been made whether he'll compete next week in the Miracle Mile qualifier?
Well, no, I doubt he will. Not with the road trip up after hard run last night, and then the road trip up. I would nearly say he won't go around in those. Yeah, well, we'll just wait and see.
And you also picked up a not very often you go around on 100-1 pop, but you drove a Easy on the Eye, who's been a Miracle Mile runner in the past, as Shane Tritton, and you're able to get the best out of him. That was a big upset.
Yeah, well, it was quite funny, really. I didn't even know I was driving a couple of horses, and I'd sort of come back and taken all my gear off, and I thought, oh, geez, I'm actually in this next race. He ran a good race. They said, look, he's a lovely, honest old horse, and just probably was lucky they'd sort of gone hard and got through the centre there and didn't really have to come around too many. So he got the right trip, and he's just a lovely old horse. Probably maybe shouldn't have been them odds, but drawing four on the second row over the mile, but he did end up with the right trip.
What do you think of the big fields at Menangle?
I don't mind. I think it's probably harder over a mile, the big fields. We have big fields over in New Zealand as well. Nothing to have like 16 runners and that. So we're probably a bit used to it. But I do think it is harder over the mile because ours are all over a bit more distance. I just think it's easier to deal with it.
Yeah, and I did those stats last week. You've now had 48 drives at Menangle for 20 wins and 16 placings. So an unbelievable record. Congratulations with last night, and we'll see more of you over the carnival.
Yep, thank you, Greg. Thank you.
There you go, Simon. Natalie Rasmussen. I went back and had a look at all of her drives at Menangle since the track's been open. 48 now after last night for 20 wins, 16 placing, 12 unplaced runs. But her record in Group 1 is phenomenal. She's had 16 drives at Menangle in Group 1 for 8 wins and 6 placing. The only two times she's missed a place on Menangle in a Group 1 was when she drove Western Cam into 4th in a Len Smith mile, and she drove the horse that put her on the map, Black to Fake, in a Miracle Mile, and it finished 7th behind Monkey King. But, look, we don't see her all that often in Sydney, but when she comes here, she gets results, and she proved that last night when she bobs up on a 150-1 pop on six odds, in Easy on the Eye. So, she said last week, we put the question to her, who drives? Is it going to be Mark Purden, or will it be Matt? You know, when the team arrived here in Sydney for the carnival, she said to you last week that decision won't be made until later in the week. And look, Mark's a great driver, but Natalie just has a knack at Menangle, and I think it'd be crazy to be taking her off any of these horses. They'd just run for her.
Well, in Victoria, we had the big Group 1 on last night, the Hunter Cup. Greg, let's take in the concluding stages.
As they run of the turn, 28-4 for that quarter. Smolder the leader, though. Ohoka Punter's off the pegs. Franco Ledger runs up behind the Mostel. Connors wider. Smolder in front. Ohoka Punter's coming strongly. Franco Ledger runs on from Mostel. Connor. It's Smolder the inside. Ohoka Punter cuts it back. Smolder. Ohoka Punter, the two favourites. It's Smolder in front from Ohoka Punter. Mark Purden's done it. Mark Purden and Smolder beat Ohoka Punter. Flashing home for third. My hard copy from Yankee Rockstar.
Yes, there was no Lenny the Shark last night, Hazy. Was that just because he's not really a Strand starter?
Effectively, with his win last week in the Victoria Cup, he's gone straight into the Miracle Mile in a fortnight. And I think connections are just mindful that last night was a 3,200-metre stand. And while that race was worth a lot of money last night, that the Miracle Mile is probably the race they're eyeing off with Lenny now. So he was at home last week. They would have liked to have had another run next week in the Miracle Mile qualifiers, but as he's already into the Miracle Mile, he can't compete in those races. So and that's saying there that very highly unlikely that Smolder will start next week in the Miracle Mile qualifiers. He's most likely to go home to New Zealand. So, look, it's going to be tough to get into the Miracle Mile this year. Obviously, the conditions have changed. They in the past, they've had race qualifiers in the 2 weeks leading up to the Miracle Mile. Next weekend, we will have two Group 1 $200,000 events and the runners will come from those races to make up the Miracle Mile, and of course the Chariot of Fire runner, Chariot of Fire winner, and maybe a beaten horse in the Chariot of Fire. So, you know, like Mark Hurdon's got Have Faith in Me, and by the sounds of it, they're going to run with Have Faith in Me as their Miracle Mile Chariot runner. So, look, it's a very exciting time in harness racing, and looking forward to next weekend, and of course that will get us ready for the heats of the New South Wales Oaks and the New South Wales Derby the weekend following, and then Sunday, 3 weeks' time, it's going to be fantastic for this Miracle Mile Day. Of course, we've got the running of the Ladyship Mile, we've got the Derby, we've got the Oaks, we've got a Tab Trotters Group 1. It just doesn't get any better.
And just looking at a couple of the other Group 1s from last night in Victoria, the Australian Trotting Grand Prix went to a Keystone Dell favourite last.
Yeah, Mombay never looked comfortable and did things wrong, so he was beaten. But you had Keystone Dell back in Group 1 winning form. Look, I said late last year that his best was probably, or was behind him, and I'll stick by that. Like, he's come out and he's won a Group 1 last night. He was a trotter. You know, an interesting story with him. He was leased by the Melanders. Nicole Milan did a fantastic job with that horse to get him to Group 1 level, and he was the star trotter in Australasia there for a period of 12 months, winning races like the Great Southern Star. And then the lease was up. The owners of the lease decided to take the horse off Nicole and Dean and give the horse to Brent Lilly. So, you know, like, it's been a big ask for Brent Lilly to keep that horse at the level that it was at when Nicole and Dean had it, but he's been able to do that. And last night, you don't see, you know, a horse like Keystone Dell go around too often at $10, but I guess when Mombay, the form he was in, he was entitled to be an odds-on favourite. Good performance by Brent Lilly, good performance by the horse. It'll be interesting to see how he stands up over the feature trotting races over the next month or so with a Great Southern Star just over, 5 or 6 weeks away.
And the Group 1 for the four-year-olds last night was the Bonanza, and it was Tack Tate, too good for Purden's runner. It's better to win.
Yeah, Tack Tate. He's a really nice horse. We saw him win a country race recently in Victoria last night. Amanda Turnbull fired him off the arm. He found the top, and then she handed over to the Mark Purden runner, and she took her chances on the sprint lane, but gee, when it got the run, it accelerated through. Very impressive performance. And it, with that win, gets into the Chariots of Fire next week. So you've got Tack Tate in. And then the rest of the horses will come out of the Paleface Adios and also the Hondo Grattan Stakes, the other 9 runners. And that race will be an absolute cracker next Saturday night. And, of course, all of them, as I mentioned, you know, are probably giving Have Faith in Me the win next week. But it's not going to be that easy when you've got a horse like Arms of an Angel and Tack Tate. There's plenty of good horses going around in that Chariot of Fire next week outside Have Faith in Me.
Right, Greg, we better leave it there. Anything else that you wanted to chat about before we wrap it up?
Mate, just good to see last night the girls in the teal pants driving for the Women's Cancer Foundation, the Ovarian Cancer Institute. Every time a female wins a race in New South Wales, $200 from Harness Racing New South Wales goes to the foundation, $200 from the TAB. And last night, obviously, Nat Rasmussen, she drove 3. And we also had Narissa McMullen with a winner as well. So plenty of money going into the Women's Cancer Foundation. Great to see.
Thanks very much for your time, Hazy. Enjoy your day. We'll chat again next week.
Talk to you then, mate.
Greg Hayes there from Harness Racing in New South Wales. We'll take a break, and then Stuart Turner from Greyhounds New South Wales to review a great night of racing from Wentworth Park.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse invite you to be the first to own a dynamic Piero colt trained by Gay. Piero was her champion racehorse and now exciting first crop sire, from a 3-time winning half-sister to Gay's top sprinter, Pasikatira.
The colt by Piero really excites me. Piero was one of the most beautiful and courageous 2- and 3-year-olds I've ever trained. Come and join me.
For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Bingley is celebrating Chinese New Year with fantastic bargains across selected products store-wide. Just look for the red price tickets and grab a deal. Only for a limited time and only at Bingley.
Hi, John Tapp here, inviting harness racing fans to join Chris Lang and myself for a wonderful European adventure highlighted by a day at the Elite Lop in Sweden. We'd love to have your company. Google Jeremy Nolan Travel.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
There, 10 to 11. Now our Chasing Rewind segment. Stuart Turner, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
I'm very well, thanks. We had Hono Group Racing at Wentia last night. Still a fantastic card with a couple of notable performances, including this star veteran Bessie Boo, who won again, winning the fourth race.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. What a star he's been, Bessie Boo. He got another win last night. That's 33 wins overall. 20 wins at Wentworth Park. Absolutely incredible. And he's closing in on almost $300,000 prize money now. Absolutely wonderful greyhound. And look, he's still going strong. I think he's got a few more wins yet. And an absolutely fantastic performance at Wentworth Park last night from him.
So how much longer do you think he can go for Christine Proctor, Bessie Boo? How many more starts do you think he'll have?
Well, look, funny enough, last week when I was at Wentworth Park, I asked Alan Proctor, Christine's husband, if they had any thoughts of retiring Bessie Boo, and he said, no, absolutely not. So, look, he was pretty definitive. Look, if the greyhound's winning races at this level and he's staying fit and healthy, why not keep him going? I think we'll be seeing a lot more of Bessie Boo for the next few months, I think.
And we had a couple of preludes to the Golden Easter Egg. One of the notable performers was this greyhound from Sean Evans' kennel, Star Tirana, which ran a time of 29.7.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely cracking run from Star Tirana in one of the Easter Egg preludes, as you said. Star Tirana not had the best of luck over the last year or so, but on best form, a cracking greyhound. I think this greyhound now being prepped for some of the races coming up, including the Bull Eye Gold Cup heats this Friday. So Star Tirana definitely one to watch, and certainly on his day, on her day, she's a class greyhound.
So that was Star Tirana in the second of the preludes. The first prelude was taken out by Eva Diva, but a slower run of 30 and 14.
Yeah, that's right, and good to see Eva Diva back. Eva Diva was a place getter in the recent Gosford Cup, so she's having a good run of form at the moment for Mario Arbella. And again, another greyhound to watch over the coming weeks. And just a reminder, of course, the Golden Easter Egg kicks off with the heats on March the 12th. I'm really looking forward to that one, Simon.
So do we have more of the preludes coming up over the coming weeks, or are those two Saturdays been the only preludes that we'll have?
So that was it. So now, really, the fields will now be assembled, obviously, and we'll keep an eye on the ones to look out for. And as I said, it's just over a month now to the Golden Easter Egg series kicks off. So really, it's just a case now of monitoring the form and seeing which greyhounds are going well and really preparing well for that series.
In the week coming up, Stu, we've got the Group 2 Bull Eye Gold Cup this Friday night.
We have. We've got the heats of that one coming up on Friday. As we talked about there, Star Tirana likely to go in the heats. Look, the nominations for this one are being finalised and they'll be out on Tuesday. But look, I'll give you a couple of greyhounds to look out for in this series, a couple of the likely starters, Simon. Ritza Lenny, who's been going pretty well at Bull Eye in recent weeks. I really like the look of this newcomer, putting some good races at Bull Eye recently. And also Sam Dave Prince, who scored a track record at Bull Eye a few starts back, been running really well recently. If Sam Dave Prince gets a run, he'll likely be really in the mix. So look, I'm really looking forward to being trackside on Friday for the Bull Eye Gold Cup heats. Should be absolute crackers. And of course, fields form and expert picks will be available at thedogs.com.au.
And coming up Monday tomorrow, we've got the Group 2 Launceston Cup semi-finals with a fantastic Spiral going around.
Yeah, that's right. Fantastic Spiral. The New South Wales star has travelled down to Tassie for this one, and he had a cracking win in the heats last week. A really impressive time. He's got box 7 in heat 3 on Monday night in the semis. He faced a good battle with Hattie B in box 8, who's in terrific form at the moment. But Simon, I'm still going to go with Fantastic Spiral in that. And just my picks for the other heats there. I reckon Penny's Roman is the one to watch in heat 1. Breaker's Tip in the second heat, Fantastic Spiral, as we mentioned, in heat 3, and Tacoma Emily, who did the business for me when I spooked her on last week's show. She came through the heat. I reckon she'll get the win in the fourth semi-final. So the Group 2 Launceston Cup, definitely one to keep an eye on.
And on Monday night, Victoria, we've got the heats for the Group 2 Shepparton Gold Cup. Five heats of this race taking place.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be absolutely glued to Sky Racing on Monday night. It looks an absolute cracker. And look, gee, Simon, talk about great racing. The Shepparton Gold Cup heats, it's like a who's who of the best sprinters from Victoria. You've got the likes of Unlawful Entry, Shared Equity and Dalgetty. Absolutely cracking heats there. Look, I'll give you the two standouts for me. Big Ticket, who's got box one in the third heat. This greyhound looks ideally drawn. Races really well over this distance as well. And I reckon Bearville Azza is definitely one to look out for as well. Bearville Azza got box four in the fourth heat, ran really well at Horsham last start, going for Robbie Britton, who's having a great time of things at the moment. You know that Bearville Azza will be well prepared under Robbie's eye. I reckon that greyhound one to watch. But again, we don't have to wait too long for the final of that one. It's coming up on Friday, so the Shepparton Gold Cup, another one to keep a close eye on.
Okay, and just a wrap of the New South Wales meetings coming up over the next 7 days.
Yeah, we've got plenty to look forward to, Simon. We've got the Twilight meeting at Canberra later today, and then tomorrow they jump at Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, another busy day with racing at Gosford, Lismore and Goulburn. Wednesday, we've got Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday, we've got a cracking day. They race at Maitland, Dapto and Dubbo. Friday, a really busy day. They jump at Casino, Univet Gardens, Bull Eye and Wagga. And then Saturday, it's back to Wentworth Park, Richmond and the Gardens. So loads to look forward to. I'm really looking forward to this week, Simon. And as ever, your field form and your expert picks are available at thedogs.com.au.
No, always a pleasure talking to you on a Sunday morning, Stewie. Enjoy your week. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Simon. You take care.
There he is, Stuart Turner, the communications manager at Greyhound Racing in New South Wales. It's 3 minutes to 11. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we'll preview Harness Racing Bathurst. The Orange meeting has been transferred to Bathurst, and Michael Dummersley will find us a few winners there. The Sapphire Coast Cup meeting to be previewed by John Scorse at around 12 minutes after 11. Ben Walker to find us a winner at Mudgee at 25 past 11. And then Dean Lester for our Victorian meeting at Sale at about 25 to 12. Michael Maxworthy for Sky Racing is at the Sunshine Coast today. He'll be on telly and he's going to help us find a winner at 10 to 12. And then at midday, Peter Ellis will take a look at South Australian Racing Bordertown. We'll take a break at 3 minutes to 11 and then cast our attention to the harness program at Bathurst.
Well, mate, after so many wins this week, you must have felt good before the race.
Yeah, I was happy heading into the last leg of my multi. That's why I let it ride. Still, knowing I had the option to walk away a winner was a real comfort.
TAB gives you the power to cash out on selected fixed odds racing bets across thoroughbreds, harness or greys. You can cash out eligible bets for an early result or let them ride to the very end. The power to choose with TAB. That's something you can bet on.
Find out more about cash out at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
This is John Tapp inviting harness racing fans to join Chris Lang and myself for the 2016 Elite Lock Tour. Visit some great places and see the world's best trotters in action in Sweden. Google Jeremy Nolan Travel for full details.
John Yule Mazda is celebrating 25 years as a Mazda dealer. To mark the occasion, my mates have unbeatable deals across the entire Mazda range with great drive-away specials, free accessories on selected models and a bunch of ex-demo models priced to clear. Plus, purchase any new car from John Yule Mazda during the sale for a chance to win $25,000 cash. Take advantage of these incredible offers today. See John Yule Mazda, O'Regan Street, Alexandria or johnyulemazda.com.au. DL395.
Nano, here's a Chinese red envelope.
For me? You shouldn't have.
I didn't. It's for our customers.
Oh.
If they see a red envelope on any product at Bin Lee, they'll get a great deal.
Yes, a traditional Chinese red envelope symbolises good luck. And to celebrate Chinese New Year, Mum, you're putting red envelopes throughout our stores.
Lano?
Okay, I'm putting red envelopes throughout our stores.
Oh, you're a smart boy.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year. I'm Yanda Lee.
I'm Lionel Lee.
Limited time. Excludes ASCO and Milo. Terms and conditions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. And it's time for the early mail. Scratchings, track reports and tips for a day at the races.
Good morning. It's coming up to 11 o'clock. We'll begin our early mail with a look at harness racing at Bathurst. Michael Dummersley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon.
Righto, we've got this orange meeting which is on at Bathurst this afternoon, and a 9-race card. The first gets underway at 12:48. This one's the Mullion Produce 3-year-old pace, an RO only. We've got a field of 11 here, Mick, and no scratchings.
Yes,